Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Well, if you didn't catch the show today, you wouldn't know that Straney's been off sick today. So it's been Chris Lee filling in. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So he's sick. Apparently all the kids are sick. They've got red spots.
I'm opening up the sports bet account now. What are the odds for Straney returning tomorrow?
Look, I think I'm going to give it a 50%er. 50%. Well, I mean, that's easy for me. That's either yes or no, isn't it? Yeah.
Well,
I really didn't commit to anything. Just call me Switzerland right now.
Wait, okay, so it depends. Depends. Apparently they go on the doctors today, so right. If they're sick, then you'd have to get a medical certificate. Because you have more than one day off work, you've got to bring a medical certificate.
Is that the new rules?
That is. Always been the rules.
Yeah. Oh, has it always been?
Yeah.
So here you can get away with one day off, so feel free to have a hangover day whenever you like.
Yeah, that's right. Chuck a sickie or if you've got something on.
Oh, we like to do that. So.
Well, we're not allowed to, but you just pretend that you or your kids are sick.
How many?
And they've got red spots on their body.
how many days are we legally allowed to bluff about?
You're really talking to a couple of seasoned professionals here who've had one too many hangovers and just gone, oh, it's been a tough night. I can't sleep.
Been sick once. Well, because this is many, many years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Like 10 years ago.
Wouldn't do it now, such a responsible adult.
Well, no, because the sad thing is I have to use my sick day when I'm actually sick or my kids are sick. Because there actually are not enough sick days in a year.
That's actually what happens
now.
So
you can't even fake it anymore because you can't. So we only get 8. But we had a Sunday session. Got a little bit too excited. Uh-huh. And so did the whole, oh, I'm sick, I can't come to work tomorrow. But then one of my friends posted some pictures on Facebook.
Oh, jeez.
Sucked in. Out
there you go. Yeah, outed. Totally busted.
Well, that's a problem now. If you have sick days or anything like that, someone will dub you in. Inadvertently, they're not doing it on purpose, but there's photos of everything.
That's right.
You get away with nothing.
You can't. So just do the right thing.
I'd like to just take a day off just to watch TV.
An R&R.
TV and sleeping.
You can't get away with that.
I don't want to go out and have beers or anything. I just want to lie down on the couch and do nothing.
Don't post reviews of the shows you've been watching or else we'll know.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Your kids are pretty sporty, aren't they, Damien?
Oh, they love their sport. Yeah. They don't take after me. They get it definitely from Island side of the family.
It's the Islander side of it.
Oh, definitely. I mean, they love their rugby and their AFL and running and whatnot.
Oh,
yeah.
I used to love it. Like, it's so good. My brothers played a lot of sport growing up, like with football. I used to love going and watching it as a kid. I wasn't allowed to play as a girl. But now girls are allowed to play a lot more footy-related sports. And Lulu this week played her first game of touch football.
Oh, I love it.
Kevin Walsh Oval at Jamboree on a Tuesday afternoon. They do kids touch.
Beautiful.
And so we were actually at the park and noticed all the other kids there from Lulu's school and she was wanting to get in the mix. So I said to Alison, one of the mums, oh, is it too late to join a team? She's like, oh, Lulu, come on my team. I'm the coach. Bring it down next week. So I'm like, this is great.
Yeah,
so
fantastic.
On Tuesday, the whole family, we went down to watch Lulu's first game of touch. Let me just premise this by saying Lulu hasn't seen much touch football in her time.
Oh, no.
Okay, so we were going into this blind.
And you didn't give her any pointers from your extensive experience in touch either, did you?
Didn't you know she was the under-16 Illawarra touch champion?
I forgot about that now that you bring it up.
She's got the trophy on the mantelpiece still.
On reflection, I probably should have just, told her how the game was actually played. It did not start well.
Oh, no.
Did she run the right direction?
Well, she got the ball. Alyssa gave her the ball, and you do the tap off at the start. And Lulu got the ball, tapped off, and then threw it to the other team because she thought she was playing catch.
Oh, Lulu.
So the other team got the ball straight back.
The poor thing.
Alison's going, oh, no, sweetie, we don't throw the ball back to them. But God bless Alison, thought she'd try again. So after the kids had a few more runs, she's like, okay, Lulu, your turn. Give me the ball. Don't throw it. So Lulu, she followed direction. She didn't throw it. But speaking of direction, she rang the wrong way. So she ran away from people because did not want anyone to catch her with the ball. So made it into her own goals, which was good.
Oh, she scored on her own side.
No, she didn't put the ball down.
All right,
we hadn't got that far in our touch training yet.
Oh, very good.
But by the end of the match, she did know how to catch a ball and run forward. So we got there by the end, but it was such a proud moment.
It is a proud moment, and clearly you would have been looking at her and going, oh, she ticks after me.
When she was
I did exactly the same when I was a kid.
When she spent half the game sitting on the ground playing with flowers, I was thinking that she did take after me. I'm not very sporty either.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
At dinner time, do you and the family like to sit around, have dinner together, have a conversation?
Look, that's the aim, to have dinner at the same time. But we've got to, the kids have to eat early. Mama Jude's usually floating in and out, as well as the 18-year-old Alani. So it usually doesn't happen. But I know having dinner together is so important, because you get to, like, hang out and chat and have a debrief of your days.
You do. I mean,
do you guys do that?
Yeah, we do. We try to make a point of it every single day, you know. There was a time where we didn't always get to do it, but nowadays we just go, well, this is what's happening. Yep. Stop what you're doing.
Put in your schedule, dinner at 1,800 hours.
This is what's happening. Get in there. It is interesting, though, because the conversations that you have can really go in any direction. Somehow last night we ended up falling on the topic of old boyfriends and girlfriends, as in that Eileen and I have had.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
God, man, that, you're unpacking some serious baggage there at dinner with your kids.
Well, unloading it on all them. Don't worry about the veggie talk tonight. We're going to talk relationships.
Tonight at dinner, we've got a counsellor coming in to sort out what happened yesterday at dinner. But, no, you know, we end up talking about it, and the discussion landed on an old boyfriend of Eileen's. Purely, it was to do with driving. That's what it was to do with. We were talking about when you get your driving license, and then she said, oh, yeah, my old boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. And then Kiki looked across at me. The minute Eileen said about the old boyfriend, Kiki gave me a look. This is like my little 9-year-old, as much as a, don't worry, Dad, I got you here. And she said, and I could see she was thinking about it. Yeah. It really stirred her up, the fact that there was this old boyfriend from like 26 years ago, a long, long time ago. And Kiki butts in and she says, yeah, but then you broke up with him because you didn't like him, and you went over to Ireland and you found Daddy, and your whole world changed. And I was like, yeah, good on you, Kiki. Good on you. Yeah, you got my back. And then they all chimed in. And the discussion went down the route of, and so if you didn't meet Daddy, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah, that's right.
We'd be totally different. You know, and went down this whole route. And then one of them turned around and says, yeah, and we wouldn't have Dad's good looks.
Oh, who was that? Dad?
You bet it was.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5. Worldwide. Weird.
All right, Damien, tell us what you're doing, mate.
All right, look, this is a brand new segment that involves stories from around the world. Oddball stories, let's just call them that. I'm going to give you an option of one of three headlines.
Okay.
And you guys can decide which one you want.
Okay.
Headline number one, Belgian towns, phallic lights. All right.
Belgian towns, phallic lights.
All right.
Right.
Headline two, surprisingly strong Hokkaido woman. All right. And number three, German restaurant bears out pandemic with fury, with furry customers.
Oh. Well, I think the first one I've already got my laugh out of. I don't think you can get much better than phallic lights.
We already know that's the red light district.
It's not the red light district.
Oh.
Is that the one you want to go down? Oh, geez, you guys can't decide.
I know. It's tough. Well, I didn't know.
To be honest, I don't want to go down on phallic lights, so I'm going to lean towards two or three.
All right, okay, just number two. What's behind door number two?
All right, surprisingly strong. Hokkaido woman arrested for poking holes in 13 expensive melons with her finger. Apparently, she has fingers extraordinaire. These are the sort of fingers that if they point at you, they'll poke your entire nose off. She went around. Have you ever seen these melons? There's really expensive melons that you can buy over in Japan. They're really, like, they're expensive. They're not watermelons.
It's not just watermelon. But you can't even poke it. How do you poke a finger through just a watermelon anyway?
Well, as I say, extremely strong Hokkaido woman. She came along in the store where all these watermelons were, and she just put her finger right into them.
Oh my God.
And dented them. Like, her fingers must be the bionic fingers.
Made of steel rods.
That's right.
I don't even imagine someone like The Rock could do that. Like, you're piercing something that's, you know, half an inch
thick. You said, you don't want to get in trouble if her and she pulls out Peter Pointer and puts it at your face. That'll kill you.
I tell you, it'll go right through your head.
Yeah, that really will.
That's the thing. Right through your head. So there you go. That's an extraordinary story from around the world. Whatever you do, do not go anywhere near this particular lady.
Well, what did the cops do? Yeah, they would have cuffed her straight away. Keep those fingers away from us.
Yeah, that's it.
Put them behind her back.
To put extra ones on her fingers.
Cable tied her fingers together as well, too.
First of all, put these gloves on.
Yeah.
Do you reckon we chose right? Was that the best story for today?
Well, look, you'll never know. I
that's
will
the
be
whole point.
I will be totally honest with you, though. The phallic lights That's where I would have gone.
Oh, man. Yeah, not surprising.
In Belgium, these lights are amazing. Massive lights in the shape of penises. Anyway.
See, went there anyway. We didn't even ask for it.
I wanted to tell it.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
I've got to apologise. I'm sitting here and I also have my legs open because I sit in a weird spot.
You're like
in
on
this
the corner
room.
Of the desk. Yeah.
I'm on the corner of the
You're
desk.
You're like the afterthought.
He's straddling
the show.
Corner.
It's like, where will we put him? Shove him on the end of the desk.
Yeah, you're wearing pants, so that's.
Well, barely. I keep feeling a breeze. And
is there a hole?
There's a hole.
The mouse out of the house.
There's a hole right where there shouldn't be.
Yeah, right. So, rock and roll of you.
So
yeah.
Apologies for that.
He's like the Lenny Kravitz.
See, like, I would never even notice, but now you automatically look. It's like when someone goes, oh, don't sniff the air. I just see the disgusting butt. And you automatically go, oh!
That's exactly what people do, isn't it? They just go, oh! Yeah, they give it a good old
whiff. Look at the holes in your pants. Cross your legs. Yeah. Good, thank you.
All right, I've crossed them over. Hey, quick one for you, Jane, because there's been a survey this after coming out about the number one passwords that people are still using. Do you remember your passwords? Are you any good at that?
I'm terrible. I have all the same password for everything, and then they give you a reminder to change it. And so I've gone in to change it, but I didn't know which ones I'd changed it on and hadn't, and it kept saying wrong password. So I just changed them all back to the original one. I foiled whoever was trying to cyber steal all my info online by just changing it back to the original.
So you've gone the full cycle. Yeah, yeah. I like what you did. In the Leith household, I'm master of all passwords. I know all of Eileen's passwords. I know the kids' passwords. I know my passwords. I'm inundated with passwords. It's crazy. And to top it all off, we also use a password in our house that I got when I went to uni over 25 years ago. Yeah. Back in the days when we were all using MS-DOS to log into our computer, and they'd give you a little code saying, this is your password, and it would be HXYZ.
Do you still have one of those?
I still have one of those. It's still to this day, like, the most insane password.
Well, that's good. No one's ever going to crack that.
No one's going to crack my one, but I tell you what, they will crack the most common ones. Guess what? The number one password. Now, if anyone in the LOR has this password, you need to change it today.
Yeah, what's the number one password?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, here goes Jane now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Shivers.
All right.
I better do some changing.
Chris Lee's email, Chris Lee at Gmail. 1, 2, 3. Oh, Chris, I'm in.
You don't want to see those pop ups.
You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then if that doesn't work for you, you can also add 7, 8, 9.
Wow. What about going backwards?
Getting complicated.
That'll get people.
Cut it down to 4.
No one ever goes backwards. No. They just keep adding an extra number. That's all they do.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
So when kids offer to help, you say yes, please, don't mind if you do.
Too right.
A girlfriend of mine, her four daughters said, Mum, we're going to wash the car for you. She's like, all my Christmases have come at once. I'm going to sit back and relax. They wash the car. Use metal scourers instead of sponges, though. So now she's going to need to get a new paint job.
That is just... terrible.
It's disaster.
Expensive car wash.
Oh my God.
So bad.
God.
You would never trust them again, hey? You would have to eagle eye watch everything that they, even if they just said, oh yeah, we'll just wash the dishes on, you'd make sure that every single
wasn't
going to get broken.
What are you going to use, a chainsaw or a...
So we're taking your calls, 4275-1965. What have the kids tried to help you with and failed?
Guess who we've got on the line? Eileen's called in. What's Damien done? All right, it's a kid.
Air it out.
No, we hear that your kids aren't good with the car washing either.
So we said, it'd be great, you guys don't wash the car, threw them out there washing the new car, and came out to check up, and our middle child, Jack, is standing on the roof washing the top of the car. So not only was it clean, but possibly dented with a...
This is a true story. Eileen and I are looking out the window, and there he is standing...
At least he's committed to washing the car. He's not just standing there.
How was he supposed to get up there?
He was loving it. Sliding down the window.
Oh, no. Brand new car too.
And the car wouldn't have been clean because he would have taken all the grass and dirt from his feet onto the roof and it would have just been trickling down the side.
It was a disaster.
It's one way to get out of future car washes.
All right, Beck, what have the kids, tried to help you with but completely messed it up?
Well, my little one's obsessed with the bin and knows how to open it and put, like, his nappy and things like that in the bin. Ah, but he also likes to put everything he can get his hands on in the bin.
Oh, no. So what has ended up in the bin?
Tea towels. We've got some dishes have been thrown in there.
Oh, that's
nice. Actual, like, food that now, well, that's gone.
Mum was saving that for dinner.
Yeah, that's gone. Thanks for that, Pat. Thank you.
At least the car keys haven't gone in, though, have they?
No, the car keys are not, thank goodness.
Keep them up high.
Yeah. Paul from Shell Harbour's called in. Paul, when have the kids tried to help you and failed?
My young nephew, who'd just seen Granddad wash the car, so he thought, well, Granddad's gone inside, I'll wash the inside of the car for Granddad. And he got the hose and he got it stuck in and he's hosed the inside of the car. Literally, all the dashboard, put the hose up behind the dashboard, in around the instrument cluster, the seat, the carpet, everything. Yeah, the whole lot.
That is a disaster.
And just with the line of, I helped Granddad.
You helped Granddad get a hernia or an ulcer.
Yeah.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, help Granddad empty his bank account and have it professionally cleaned afterwards.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. That's...
I would have smelt like dirty, wet dog for months.
Mm. Oh, the electricity is great.
Well, they give it a Google anyway.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call, Paul.
No worries, guys. Take care, man. Have a good day.
Some good life advice from me here. Keep the kids away from the kitchen. Keep them away from the car.
Yeah, well, speaking of the kitchen, there's a couple of comments on our Facebook page. Michelle said Mother's Day breakfast in bed. Oh. Weet-Bix, Fruit Loops, spaghetti, eggs, raw, all in a bowl with milk.
All in the same bowl.
Now, that's a big breakfast, isn't it?
Wow.
Sounds like something I would feed my dogs.
And then Tara, her little daughter asked if she wanted a cup of coffee. She said, sure. Mum, how do I make it? Just like you make your Milo. 5 scoops of coffee, 10 sugars later, she gave her it. And then, of course, Tara's like, well, I had to attempt to drink it and pretend I was enjoying it.
You have to. The kids are watching you. You're there. When the kids make you food or drinks or whatever, you have to do it.
So she did. Didn't sleep for days, but hey.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.